Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Yes, it's 2016. Happy New Year. And why are we still running up that hill? Rob Nichols having done not one, but two runs this morning on New Year's Day.
Yes, New Year's resolution.
Lord above. I mean, it's like the two ends of the spectrum here. You've got Mr. Universe Fitman, Middlesbrough, runner extraordinaire, and the person who's still suffering from a seasonal cold.
No. Never mind. That's Christmas. Exactly. And New Year.
That's all part and parcel of the Rich Tapestry. I figured we could have actually gone for Running in the Family. We could have gone for Run for Your Life. We could have gone for The Runaways. All sorts of things, but we thought we'd go a bit of Kate Bush, keeping it retro. So, issue 562, Derby County. Only a matter of hours before the first official match of the 2015-2016 season continues. That will make some kind of sense when I play it back. As I say, the first official match of 2016,
yeah,
the 2015-2016 season.
Yeah.
And I build it as a clash of the Titans.
Well, it is. Absolutely. It's obviously, we just before Christmas, we played the big head-to-head with Brighton, first v second, and here we've got another first v second, but at the Riverside. Perhaps we could say that Derby County... The need for them is even greater than for Middlesbrough, isn't it? Which might play into our hands. But it's a really exciting match. It's the head-to-head at Derby were near the bottom of the league when we played at the IPRO earlier in the season. And that finished 1-1. Middlesbrough holding out to the last couple of minutes of that game. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. As I say, I think Derby really need to win. And put the carrot for Middlesbrough, if we win, then we're 4 points clear of Derby with a match in hand. And at least 5 points clear of the third place, which is the all-important. Great position to start
if,
the new year.
If Leeds United can take a point from Derby,
yeah,
even after potentially banning the Sky cameras...
Absolutely.
Then I think the least we can do is to obviously sort of set Derby onto another cascade of despair, as we've done with Brighton.
We have indeed, and five games since we conceded a goal, isn't it? So it's a record stumbling everywhere.
Looking at the actual overall thing, I think only Bayern Munich and Barcelona actually have better defensive records over the calendar year of 2015.
Oh, and as it's Barcelona and Middlesbrough, they both get 91 points in that year as well. Good company to be in.
Precisely. So in the Flying to the Moon podcast for issue 562, The Companion, we'll be looking at some of Chris Bartley's thoughts on the review of 2015.
Yep.
We'll be looking ahead, obviously, more to the Derby County game. Rob, obviously, you had that little journey to Blackburn, and then you had that little journey back from Blackburn with a little bit of umbrellas and bell as well. But I think actually working out quite nicely, because it's the sort of thing where you think, well, it still gives us that game in hand.
Yeah, and I think if we'd have played on a terrible heavy pitch, it could have been injuries, couldn't there? It would have been a sort of leveller for the two teams. It would have been a maybe the kind of match that we didn't need in the middle of the Christmas programme. And obviously, as we heard from the Sheffield Wednesday manager, was very unhappy the fact that they'd played and we hadn't, that he suggested that the match should have been put back 24 hours, which is very easy to do, isn't it? Oh, right, well, yeah.
Well, if we look at the Sheffield Wednesday game, obviously it's a case of if you want to see Borough score, get there early.
Yeah, very early.
Very
indeed.
Early, and then after that, sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, obviously... It worked in the opposite way around to how their manager saw it, really, because they weren't on their toes at the start. We were. We scored one goal. We could easily have scored a second straight afterwards. But in the second half, they really came at us. But in saying that, that's the key to our defence, is that you probably could only think of two or three saves that Dimi made, mainly coming for crosses. And we defend from the front, don't we, really, in those situations? And everyone knows their task. And that's probably what didn't happen at Derby early in the season, where we were caught out with that late goal, where a couple of players were out of position, and Karanka was really annoyed about that. And we see why now, because it's not you've just recounted our defensive record from last year. It's quite deliberate the way we set out, and so but. We did have some, you know, great times last year, some real highs.
The big question there, Rob, and I've got to put this to you, is given Alan Pardew's comments, does Patrick Bamford need to toughen up?
Well, it's surprising that he let all that frustration boil over.
He was very annoyed. He said, I'm back to Chelsea. I'm going now. It's been pointless. Spending all this time here on the subs bench. Ridiculous.
Well, he's got... It's amazing, isn't it? When you look at the back of his shirt, he was in the first 11. Mm. But yet, he didn't feature at all. It's... I think it was must have been very disappointing for him that other players have come through into the first team and maybe not clicked as quickly in the first game, but given a couple of games. But that's the nature of being on loan, that you do have to prove yourself quicker than everybody
not
else.
Every because you're only just can be as positive as the Riverside, obviously.
No.
We'll have a look at three of Chris Bartley's thoughts from the 2015 Fly Me to the Moon review. And indeed, he launches with, when did we have a year as exciting as 2015? Slight typo there, which I won't go into. I'm sure it wasn't his scenario there, that sort of basis, but still. Was it the macaroni-aided UEFA Cup exploits of 2006 or the two finals and a relegation of 1997? Was it as good as that, Rob?
Well... 1997 had had a massive sting in the tail as well, didn't it? It left everybody emotionally drained. So it was, I think that the great thing about last year was that it could have had that sting in the tail. Losing a playoff final, losing a playoff final should be worse than losing a cup final, because there's no runners-up medal. You're just back where you started from, but worse off. But actually, it brought everybody together. And it kind of like galvanised us. We changed the team, which you need to do. And it wasn't a massive downer. Mm. It pushed us forward.
Yeah, I just asked the question. Surely, tomorrow we can look forward to Aston Villa scoring a great win against Sunderland and helping Sunderland on their way to actually sort of swapping places with Middlesbrough for next year.
Yeah.
It's quite simple. Sam Allardyce must be working through that. But that isn't mentioned by Chris Bartley. He does talk about the FA Cup on the 24th of January, a certain visit to the Etihad Stadium.
Yes, indeed. I'm surprised that you've paused at that point.
Yeah, there was nothing else. Obviously, my throat is just going.
Okay, you're welling up with emotion.
I think so, exactly. But a 2-0 win, obviously, against Manchester City. That was
a phenomenal result, which was. I remember leaving that match thinking, it's incredible. We've beaten the Premier champions at their own ground. Only for somebody.
Of course, if it was Chelsea, it wouldn't be such a sort of major scoreline, would it?
No. But I was going to say, but only for somebody to say, have you heard what's happened at Chelsea? Mm. Have you heard that Bradford City have beaten Chelsea and they've put a load of goals past them? Which was amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing day for a great, again, a significant day for, a significant year in that a team like Leicester could go to the top of the Premier League. And that Middlesbrough and Chelsea could defeat Premier League teams at home in the FA Cup, a cup a sort of competition that people thought maybe was just going to be the league and the cup would just be like three or four teams, and that they're the only people that are going to be competing.
It just goes to show it's the unpredictability that makes it interesting.
Well, it's good that that's come back into things, I think.
Getting the mojo back, important after losing to Arsenal, of course, in the FA Cup fifth round last year. It was a 4-1 victory against Ipswich, which suggested that the swagger was back.
And that was Bamford's finest hour, perhaps. A couple of goals, some fantastic football. We wonder what will happen with Patrick Bamford as January progresses.
Well, it's interesting because obviously one of, 30-odd Chelsea players on loan around the whole place. I mean, they've got a significant squad, exactly. So perhaps they should actually set up an FC United or something and sort of set up another team and work their way through the leagues.
Perhaps once again they've got the situation where they maybe have some of their better players out on loan.
Mm. Anyway, it's a London side. We don't talk about that, and I'm sure there'll be other things to feature very shortly about that particular London side. Brentford, of course, the moment when it all seemed to be going perfectly for a return to the Premiership last season.
Yes.
A 3-0 victory, and then don't talk about the final. But it was on a Friday, the 15th of May, as even the chaplain of the James Cook University Hospital would actually say, an outstanding result. As Marie Edwards. We'll talk about
Yeah. Brentford was superb. It was superb that we actually won down there for starters. Mm. And then we came and it was such a one-sided game. It was a surreal game for Brentford as well, wasn't it? Do you remember that their manager, it was his last game for them? Obviously, he's doing very well in Rangers now.
But Glasgow Rangers are obviously taking it over, and Brentford still continue to possibly be there or thereabouts, although I can't quite see them breaking into the playoffs.
No, obviously, they attempted to go forward with a Dutch manager from
Managers aren't doing that well these days, are they?
No. Well, I was going to say...
Perhaps if you just take out December, everything's perfect.
Yeah, maybe. And he was a very, very inexperienced manager of a similar sort of level to the one that the Belgian manager is at Charlton. So it's
we all know how well Charlton are actually doing. We'll look at Chris Bartley's 4th, 5th and 6th choices from 2015. A few thoughts, of course, for another sad loss that we actually had this year. We had a lot of sad losses, so we moved on to that great stadium in the sky. Jimmy Hill, of course, has moved on, and the two of us, of course, Rob, it has to be said, we probably do remember the times when he was the pundit, host, and general all-round person who effectively anchored Match of the Day.
Yeah.
Before that, of course, ITV.
Absolutely, yeah. And he was the guy who introduced the panel, didn't he, the pundits panel.
The all-seater stadium, 3 points for a win.
Yeah.
And, of course, the abolition of the maximum wage. He did an awful lot. Some might say that, actually, the abolition of the maximum wage was the onset of sort of some of the challenges that we'd actually had. Other might say, no, it's led to our current scenario. Some might others say that it's it was the Bosnum ruling, but still, that's a different line entirely.
Still was a revolution in football, and the thought that, that somebody was employed and there was, a ceiling, it didn't matter how good they were.
It's almost as though you'd think there was a party in power who wished to actually have wage ceilings employed for caps for all round the place. It's never going to happen, is it? Surely not. You're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion to 562, the Derby County package, also the New Year edition as well. We'll talk more about Borough, Derby, and more after this.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to...
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio, and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. Buying a longer stay bundle will give you the best value for money, so try to buy a bundle to suit your maximum length of stay. If you pay for a TV service with your debit or credit card and happen to leave the hospital earlier than expected, then just contact our customer care team from your bedside phone. They may be able to downgrade your bundle to a shorter duration and give you a partial refund. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, then you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
And looking forward to Bolton tomorrow. Derby tomorrow evening.
Bolton, Derby. Let's have a look at some of the team news. Middlesbrough have got striker David Nugent back from suspension.
So yeah, that's right.
The Nuge is back in the house. Defenders Damia Abelia and Alex Baptiste are still out. But I think
They're on the way back again. They're long-term injuries.
Rhys Williams is fit again after a ruptured Achilles tendon, but is likely to be sent out on loan, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, that'd be good to get him a few games under his belt, because it was this time last year where he made his comeback in the third round at Barnsley, and the poor guy went over in about the fifth minute.
Once, I believe, a winner of a Fly Me to the Moon Best Hair Cut of the Year, wasn't he, Rhys Williams?
He was indeed, yeah.
They don't mention that on the BBC website. Strange,
but still.
Obviously, once again, they just don't have that cutting edge.
No.
But it
no, well done.
Derby boss Paul Clement, of course, could recall Tom Ince, Chris Martin, and George Thorne to his starting lineup.
Yes. Ince scored, of course, didn't he? The equaliser at least.
Yes. Could be quite interesting to see what Ince manages to do. And looking at the match facts, well, Middlesbrough have been unbeaten in their past 9 home games against Derby, and they've won 8 and drawn 1. So if you were actually ever going to turn around and say it's a home banker, this would be a home banker.
Mm.
Other sort of facts. Borough have conceded just four times in their past nine home matches against Derby, keeping six clean sheets, and the Rams have failed to score in three of their past four against Borough.
Brilliant.
So, as we said, it's going to be interesting, the battle, really, of the Iberian Peninsula, really, because you've got Karanka versus Clement, really. I suppose Clement, wearing his Real Madrid credentials.
Yeah, it's two Real Madrid... Ex-Real Madrid. Mm.
Obviously, seeing how proper football actually takes place. Let's go back to the 2015 Fly to the Moon review with Chris Bartley. We finished, obviously, on May the 15th with the 3-0 win against Brentford. He moves into this season with another 3-0 win, and that's against Bolton. And, well, we should really have a moment of silence for how Bolton are just sort of staggering on these days. It looks as though they could well be heading down a division once again, unless there's a major turnaround there.
Again, from the problems off the pitch and the
makes you grateful for Steve Gibson, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You still hear people...
wanting some tax and Shinawatra input for some sort of
No, I was going to say
takeover.
I was going to say you still hear some sort of pundits on TV saying about clubs that are struggling, like Aston Villa. Well, it'll do them good to get down in the Championship.
Don't
it won't
it
do
does,
them good.
Really.
Just look at Bolton. It can send your club into
dare
all
I say
sorts.
It, Portsmouth, of Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah, absolutely,
there are a whole range of clubs that are actually there from that point of view.
Yeah, they go down once and they go down again.
Anyway, Manchester United.
Yes, the penalties.
The Capital One Cup, of course, with Louis van Gaal. Although, interesting, he always prefers it to be Louis van Gaal as opposed to Louis van Gaal. Either way, I still think it's one of those areas that, from Manchester United's point of view, what did they expect, really?
Yes, it was a 0-0, and Man United have obviously, as we know, had problems scoring at Old Trafford, but it was a tremendous performance by Middlesbrough, and to beat them on penalties, well, there was only one team that could actually score penalties on the night, but we've got a fantastic record in penalties. It took Liverpool quite a lot of penalty kicks to beat us last season. But again, it's like last season at Liverpool and earlier in this year at Manchester City. A cup victory can really sort of capture everybody's imagination. And at that Man United game, there was 10,000 Borough fans, which was a massive away support. And amongst those, because it was very cheap for kids, there was an awful lot of kids on the first away game, possibly the first Borough game. And that, what a way to be smitten, you know, and something that they'll always remember.
Exactly. And savour and enjoy.
Mm.
And if we're looking for a trip to Wembley, make it through the FA Cup, not the playoffs, because as the December 19th game is concerned, the teams
absolutely
are now actually battling on against Wolverhampton Wanderers on this very day, actually, having lost 1-0 to Ipswich. Brighton, of course, have the wheels come off.
Yes, they'll be very worried about this situation. 22 games unbeaten until Middlesbrough
thrashed them, I think.
Well,
is the word you're
looking for. It was a big full stop, wasn't it? 3-0. And talking to people in Brighton after that game, Attila the Stockbroker actually was one of the, and the sort of, they felt that we were just a cut above, just a class above, which was basically what we thought when we, to some extent, when we were beaten by Hull. But unlike when Hull beat us, that the wheels haven't fallen off for us, but there certainly do look to be, there looks to be a sort of struggle going on at Brighton. We did notice going into that game that they'd drawn an awful lot of games, because that's why we were first and they were second. But also that every game they'd won had just been by the odd goal. So there'd been a lot of tight games. We do actually meet each other, you know, right at the end of the season. So it's going to be significant for one. Will it be significant for two that Brighton need to rally to make that the case?
The outside bets that I think with the signing of Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank probably makes QPR's position a little bit more possible.
Yeah,
they play Hull City today. Again, interesting in terms of whether QPR could actually get on a run. They need to have one heck of a run, though,
they
to
do
actually sort of gather together. They're currently in 15th place with 30 points.
I think playoff is what they might target, isn't it? Which is how they went up last time, of course.
It would be ironic indeed, really.
I don't think they're quite ready.
There we have it. And finally, Adam Clayton, Borough Golden Ticket, and of course, Timmy Constantopoulos. We heard some sort of classic pieces in our festive special. Of course, you had Ben Gibson talking about the similar sort of thing from that point of view. You had a chance to speak to both Adam and Dimmy and David Nugent from that point of view.
Yeah.
All successful, all happy people.
Absolutely. Adam Clayton's actually a doubt for the Derby County game, and it'll be a blow for Middlesbrough if he doesn't play, because he's just been his form this season has been quite phenomenal in the middle. He's such a sort of dynamo, the man that links the back and the forward line, and of course he scored his first goal for Middlesbrough at his old club Huddersfield, he's kind of like an inspirational character, and he was very happy as I was talking to him, and he wasn't. As all the players, not getting too carried away, not looking too far ahead, but really enjoying the football at the moment, and Adam Clayton really enjoying playing for Borough.
We have Burnley, we have Brentford, we have Bristol City. So another batch of bees.
There's a lot of bees in this division.
A lot of bees. Although the next time it's Burnley, it's the FA Cup.
It is indeed.
Piece. Any thoughts on that? I mean, would you actually say, yes, I think it should be a good straight win for Borough as they continue on a march to Wembley, which of course will give them more games to actually play and use the squad strength?
Well, yeah. I would like to... exactly. I would like to sort of... go forward in the FA Cup. It makes a change to get a home draw. We don't get very many home draws in the Cups in general. It's weird to be playing Burnley that we only played a couple of weeks ago, but I wonder if we will see two very different teams. The last time that happened was in the League Cup when we played Wolves, and both teams were like reserve sides, but Middlesbrough looked a cut above their reserves. I think that Kenny Jackett, their manager, said that as much afterwards. So it'll be interesting to see who does play. You mentioned a few players coming back, but it might be a little bit too soon for Alex Baptiste and Demi Arbella. It could have been Rhys Williams, but if he's going out on loan, that's good, because it would have been awful for him to have actually gone through the trauma of playing in the third round of the FA Cup again and stepping on that turf. Maybe that's not the ideal scenario for him to come back. But I think there's been talk about Adam Reach, and we've got two players out on loan at the moment, wingers, Adam Reach and Vilshut, and we're wondering whether they will stay out on loan, or whether one of the other will come back. If one does come back, then it could be a good platform for them to play there.
Exciting times as we head into the second half of the season. As we say, we'll keep you appraised of that and more as far as the reflections and things are concerned, as far as Climbing to the Moon is concerned. How can people actually write in letters, email, or indeed subscribe to Climbing to the Moon, Rob?
If you go to the website, fmttm.com, and there's a button there you can press called subscribe, or you can email me at robshrug@gmail.com, or do it the old-fashioned way, write a letter, which is Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilks Street, with a G, Middlesbrough, TS15AP.
And the next Climate to the Moon podcast will probably be ahead of the Nottingham Forest game, which I suspect will be on January the 22nd.
It's something like that, isn't it?
23rd for the game, so probably the day beforehand. And other than that, of course, the next paper copy, as you rightly said, will be available for Blackburn Rovers, actually, on the Saturday, February the 6th.
Yes, I think we now play the Blackburn home game before we play the away game, I think, now, don't we?
It's all very strange. Still, we wish you all the very best. Have a wonderful 2016. May all your Borough dreams come true. Rob, it's time to wrap up with those final words. 1, 2, 3.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. 7 simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.